One, two. The cross of Christ is under constant attack. Constant. And a good deal of the reason for that attack, I think, is because of the suffering that is involved in the cross of Christ. We fear suffering as humans for two main reasons, I think. First of all, we don't like the pain. And second of all, we fear that it will be useless. And I'm in the same boat as anybody else. I do not like to be uncomfortable. Satan himself appealed to the human nature of Jesus when he coaxed him to jump off the temple. "The angels will catch you," he said, "and you'll win the hearts of everyone without having to suffer anything, whereas crucifixion is both painful and humiliating. Why go through that?" There is an obvious That is an obvious paraphrase of the gospel, but you get the idea. Even Peter, Jesus' right-hand man, the future first pope, said God forbid when Jesus told his disciples of the coming crucifixion. God forbid that happen to you, Lord. And for that remark, Peter received the most scathing rebuke in the entire Bible. Get behind me, Satan. Here's the thing, though. When Christ was on the cross, his ministry was the most powerful. See, you can't nail God to the cross if he doesn't want to be there. No nails are strong enough for that. The only reason he was on the cross in the first place was because he wanted to be there. Living a Christian life isn't necessarily a smooth ride. We all know that. We have trials and issues just like anyone else. Being a Christian doesn't make us immune to life's difficulties. But when we find ourselves in the midst of those trials, God gives grace. We don't get it in advance, we get it then, and we have to trust that when the cross comes, God will give the grace, just like he gave the grace to his son to endure the pain of the cross. We also have to trust that the cross is never in vain. If you and I had been there on Good Friday and seen the three men nailed to the tree, as was very common in the ancient world, we would have looked at it and simply thought, well, that's the end of them. What possible good will come from this? Well, how about the salvation of the world? And when, not if, you and I suffer, that's what he invites us to do. To willingly, strugglingly unite our pain to his for the salvation of the world. To not do that is to live as his enemy. To not do that is to live as his enemy.